Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Defense attorneys have wrapped up their case in the Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, with senators now submitting questions to the respective sides. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Trump's legal team repeatedly argued Trump played no part in inciting the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building last month.
In his closing argument, Trump's attorney, Bruce Castor, attempted to shift the blame and accuse congressional Democrats of political retribution.
Let us be clear. This trial is about far more than President Trump. It is about silencing and banning the speech the majority does not agree with. It is about canceling 75 million Trump voters.
Defense attorneys also said that Trump was not responsible for the attack on the Capitol, arguing that his remarks on January 6th to fight like hell was ordinary political rhetoric. They also accused House impeachment managers, without evidence, of manipulating video clips from Trump's speeches. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In-person schooling can be done safely, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the nation's top health agency today releasing what it's calling a roadmap for the return to the classroom, emphasizing mask wearing and social distancing. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky outlined a number of other recommendations as well.
Where and when available, screening testing to identify individuals with COVID-19 infection in order to limit transmission and outbreaks. Improving ventilation, such as by opening windows and doors when possible, and vaccination of teachers and school staff.
However, the CDC did not say teacher vaccination has to be completed to reopen schools. Long-awaited update comes amid growing tensions between teachers and parents about schools reopening to in-class learning. The CDC cannot force schools to reopen. Agency officials are careful to say they aren't calling for a blanket mandate. New York State Attorney Letitia James is accusing Amazon of forcing its employees to work in unsafe conditions. NPR's Sally Herschup says more on the latest salvo in the ongoing legal battle.
Last spring, Amazon fired a New York City warehouse worker. The company said he'd violated social distancing guidelines after being exposed to the coronavirus. But the worker says he was terminated the same day he helped organize a strike against what he called unsafe working conditions at Amazon. New York Attorney General Letitia James said Amazon may have violated the law and that her office was exploring legal options. Now, Amazon has filed suit to try to preemptively block New York from taking legal action. In a statement, James dismisses the company's latest move as, quote, nothing more than a sad attempt to distract from the facts. Amazon says it's in line with federal safety requirements and that those laws preempt state laws. Sally Herschup's NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 27 points. The Nasdaq rose 69 points. This is NPR. The White House says President Biden will seek to close the U.S. prison facility at Guantanamo Bay after a review process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it's the intention of the administration to close the facility, something former President Obama had pledged to do within a year of taking office. Only 40 people remain at Guantanamo, which was opened after the September 11th terror attacks. Police have arrested 13 people in Denmark and one in Germany on suspicion of planning a terror attack in one of the two countries. Cecil Overgaard has that story.
Police say that during raids carried out over the last week, they found materials that could be used to make a bomb, as well as guns and a flag of the Islamic State. Three of the suspects are brothers, according to German media. Denmark's intelligence service says an attack does not appear to have been imminent, but the country's justice minister says the case shows the terrorist threat against Denmark is still serious. Danes have been particularly worried about attacks since 2005, when one of the country's newspapers published cartoons depicting Muhammad, sparking protests around the world. For NPR News, I'm Cecil Overgaard in Denmark.
A national park in the Congo was announcing the birth of a male gorilla, the first baby this year for the park, which has been playing an important role in helping preserve the endangered mountain gorilla species. Officials at the Congo's Virunga National Park say the baby was found yesterday. Virunga Park is home to some of the world's last mountain gorillas, whose population now stands at only slightly more than 1,000. There were 17 gorilla births at that facility last year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.